Good afternoon, and welcome to CKUW's new weekly program, Fasten Your Seatbelts. Our goal is to entertain and inform listeners about the guitar-driven rock, blues, punk, and folk from the early 1960s and continuing to the present. We look forward to hearing from you, and in the meantime, always remember to be careful and be sure to fasten your seatbelts.
Fasten your seatbelt!
Our first band
You're recording, are you?
I'll take it, yeah, if you want. You don't want to vote.
And that was the Yardbirds with their one of their title tunes from one of the many LPs that were released in the early 1960s. The next band we're going to listen to is an American band called Montrose. So as the British musical invasion continued through the 60s and into the 70s, the United States produced in response a number of rocking bands. Ronnie Montrose, the star of the show, burned brightly over a couple of albums. The band also launched the career of Sammy Hagar, an artist you may know as a singer and lead singer, and later a very successful entrepreneur in California. Anyway, their song is up next, and that will be band. That was Ronnie Montrose, and now we go up to Big Country. British band, or Scottish band to be more particular. They appeared in the early 1980s, led by a guitarist named Stuart Adamson, and created a really unique bagpipey sound, obviously from their Scottish background, and some really compelling lyrics. The band has had great success in the UK and North America, but unfortunately Adamson died prematurely. However, the remaining members of the band continue to perform across Europe anyway, but not as well known or well received in North America. But anyway, certainly a great band with a lot of great tunes. So let's listen to Big Country and their song, Where the Rose is Sown. That's the sound of a big country, a well-known, or should be well-known, I should say, band that has, continues to play to this day. They know they are their lead singer, Stuart Adams, that I mentioned, he died prematurely, but the remaining members continue to perform in Europe mostly, where they are very popular, and they should be popular here. They've got a great sound. Anyway, our next song, our next band, I should say, is a band called the Goo Goo Dolls. Probably a name that they regret taking at that early point, but it stuck, and they've shown a lot of longevity. They are appeared in the late 80s and continue to the present. They have a pop-punk sound that's easily accessible and certainly very compelling. And as I said, the band continues to perform and record new music. So let's check out the Goo Goo Dolls. That's the sound of the that was Randy Bachman playing a Leslie West tune. Certainly he's well known for his work with BTO, and that's a different song for him. Anyway, as you certainly well know, Bachman still performs locally and across Canada, even though he's, I believe, in his 80s now. They can certainly be found this summer, I know, at Winnipeg's Blue Cross Park. There's a festival there, and he and the other members of BTO will be playing. This selection, though, just to give credit where credit is due, the selection is written by Leslie West with his band and their song Mississippi Queen. But back to other music, and I'm going to introduce you to a band that you may not be familiar with, or at least an artist you may not be familiar with. Steve Conte is a New York rocker who's been a lead guitarist for a number of bands, including the New York Dolls and most recently the Michael Monroe Band. He's also released some solo efforts, and this cut is one of those, featuring the Pete Seeger penned verse, Turn, 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 taken from biblical scripture. So check out this one, and let us know what you think.
To cast away stones, a time to gather.
That was the Steve Conte band, a New York rocker, and has also shows a soft side with that that tune, a well-loved and well-known tune, Turn, Turn, Turn. Anyway, we're going to turn up the volume now a little bit with a Swedish band, the Helicopters, a Swedish garage band with a large number of European releases, but not much penetration into the North American market. A song that you will hear illustrates their sound, exciting, kind of crazy sound, and they are still very active in performing today, playing mostly in Europe, but this is a their tune, they call it, well, I'll let them introduce it.
These are other kids. This is just an accident. Just a couple of wild punks out raising hell.
And that was the quiet tones of the Helicopters from Sweden. As you can tell, kind of a laid-back band, just strumming their guitars. Anyway, we'll maybe actually turn down the volume a little bit and listen to the next artist. His name is Jesse Malin, and he's a very beloved member of the New York music scene, beginning as a member of a band called D-Generation, and then continuing as a solo artist. He has probably a half a dozen discs out that are well worth listening to. So he has that New York background, but also has a real ability to write songs with a message. So this is one of his tunes. It's called Black-Haired Girl, and we'll listen to that now.
A new generation and the whole world shaking. We were born in flames, made of names. Suburban homes, make your bones. Bite your lip, take the filth. Know your rights, it's your right now. Don't let them take you down. It's a
the songs of Jesse Mellon, an artist you really should check out. He's very, very well loved in New York, and is particularly because he was suffered a spinal stroke in the late 2023, and so he continues to rehab. So he's not active as we speak, but hopefully recovers and is able to produce more great music. Anyway, our next artist is a Canadian artist with a long history. Kathleen Edwards is arrived in the early 2000s, released a number of well-loved discs and well-awarded discs, and then she disappeared for a while, ran a coffee shop apparently, and has recently made a reappearance on the scene with a new disc. And this is cut from her first recording, and it's highly recommended, and so check this out.
Across
That was Kathleen Edwards, a Canadian artist and a very accomplished one. Hopefully she continues to record and produce new music because it's all been top-notch. I remember reading a review in the New York Times that they were very glad to have her back on the scene with and producing new music, and hopefully she decides to do that rather than run her coffee shop. So I think we would all benefit from that. Anyway, the next artist to check out is a gentleman by the name of Jason Isbell, and his band is called the 400 Unit. And this may be a band, or a name at least, that should be familiar to you. And certainly as time passes, the distinction between musical genres sort of blurs, and there's no better example than Jason Isbell, who quickly might be identified as a country artist, but has really created his own heartfelt country rock sound, and really one of the, in my view, one of the few country artists that's producing interesting new music. Isbell was formerly a member of the Drive-By Truckers, but after leaving that band, he has really flourished as a solo artist. And this next tune is his latest, from his latest disc. And this song is called The King of Oklahoma. That was Jason Isbell and his band, the 400 Unit, and hopefully you appreciate that this is a really talented artist who is goes back and forth between rock and country and really melds the two into a really interesting sound. Highly recommend that you check him out. I'm not a huge country fan, but he certainly hits all the mark for me. Also, another one recommended to you that we'll be playing coming up would be Chris Stapleton, also a great country artist with a bluesy tone to him. But we'll go back to the playlist here and take a look at the one of the great players right now, and that is a gentleman by the name of Gary Clark. He's a brilliant blues guitarist in the sort of Hendrix tradition, but he appears determined to avoid easy categorization. His latest disc, which was released this year, demonstrates an enormous range of styles and skills, and he really seems to defy any particular categorization as he plays in a number of genres. Anyway, we'll check him out, and hope you enjoy listening to Gary Clark and his song, well, not his song, but his interpretation of the song, When My Train Pulls In.
Up in the morning, cold bad news and high. turn, walk away, and I don't change around. Ain't no use in me hanging around.